Welcome to the city's backyard with Matt the Z-Man Zacho, a podcast that interviews all walks of life from their own backyard. The city's backyard starts now.
We are in the backyard with the lead singer of this alternative hard rock band called Edison. It's Ethan Isaac. Welcome to the podcast, Ethan.
Thanks for having me, Matt.
Yeah. You know, this is a blast because I've been doing my homework on your band, and you guys definitely know how to rock. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, we just had 9/11, recently, and it's the 20th year anniversary of that tragic day down in Manhattan. And your band has a documentary out called Bulletproof Wings. And the story basically, and I'm going to let you tell it, but from what I gather, you were down in Manhattan on 9/11, and you were sifting through the dust and the debris, and it kind of changed your life, like a lot of people's. And then you decided you wanted to do something. So later you came out with this band Edison, and you decided you and the band wanted to play for the troops all over in Iraq and Afghanistan and for the United States military. Is that how it went down?
Yeah, well, it was, we were invited to play, and we were definitely skeptical and nervous to go into the Middle East because it was really basically an experiment at that point, because they hadn't been really bringing any bands or talent into that region of the world. And it was obviously a dangerous time, and transportation was, you know, pretty interesting, you know, with helicopters and planes being the, you know, the main way to get around. So, yeah, so we were invited to go what they call downrange and play for the troops. And these were extended tours. You know, these were a month long in the Middle East.
Wow. So why were you down in Manhattan on 9/11? Did you work down there at the time?
Yes, I was working for a production company and record label. And I was out at lunch, and there I saw people gathering on the streets, and I looked up, and there was the first trade tower had a huge hole and smoke coming out of it. And I had just thought it was, a plane, like a small plane had maybe crashed into it, you know, at first. And obviously, as the story developed, it got pretty intense, and I watched both buildings, you know, the second building got hit, and I watched both buildings fall to the ground, and I was like, I better get out of this place right now. And it was pretty, pretty intense.
Yeah. And then a couple of years later, what year was it that Edison formed?
In 2005.
Yeah. But, and then you came out with these songs that really rock. And I want to play some during the podcast here. And on your website and your Facebook page, there is a clip from a few years ago where ABC News did a special little story on you guys. Why don't you just tell us about that little story that people can actually go and see on, what is it? On
your website? Yeah, that was Charles Gibson when he was at World News Tonight. Did a great featured story on Edison and our tours. And, you know, he had compared us to Bob Hope because we had been doing so many tours like Bob Hope did back in the day. Wow. We were kind of like the modern version of Bob Hope. So they captured a really nice story on us. And we also have a really nice video called Fly that's out there that kind of shows some of our experiences, on how we traveled through the Middle East when we were out there.
Hey, you know, Ethan, it takes balls to do what you guys have been doing. And I got goosebumps literally when you compared it to Bob Hope, because originally that's what I thought of when I saw the video. Immediately, I thought of the last person I could think of that did something like that was Bob Hope. I mean, you know, that's who came to mind. And there is footage of, you know, you guys talking to the soldiers and the U.S. military, and you really touched them, and you really, you know, lifted their spirits, got them fired up, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, soldiers love rock and roll. So It's like no other concerts we've ever played. It's still the best experience the band's had ever. And, you know, it's more than just music. There's a camaraderie and a community and peace of America, you know, in a place that doesn't have that, you know, sense of home. And it was just, like I said, basically, you know, probably the best experiences, you know, the band will have ever had, you know.
For listeners that may want to check out this video that we're talking about from ABC News, what's your website?
You can go to edisonmusic.com, and you can find all our videos and all our social links right there and handles, and surf around and find a lot of great photos and videos of the band.
Awesome. Well, I want to play some music right now. Let's play the song that really got a lot of airplay on Active Rock Radio and also on the channel Octane on Sirius XM. This is called Medicate, and you are listening to the band Edison in the City's Backyard. Here it is right now, Medicate on the podcast.
Here we are. It's making me so dizzy. All this repetition is faking out my memory. In this celebration, it's all a game. Keep us the same. Cause all this medication, it's making us so dizzy. And we all fall down till we all come around. And we
talking to Ethan Isaac, the lead singer of Edison. That was the song Medicate. Ethan, that song truly rocks. You must have been stoked when it got a lot of airplay, right?
What was really great is, you know, that song we had started playing overseas for the troops, but we had never played it back in America until it went on radio. And we got back after a number of years of doing tours overseas. It was a lot of fun because a lot of these soldiers come back home, right? So we were touring the whole U.S. For a couple of years on our first record. And that was our first single that really broke out. And it was pretty exciting to see a lot of these soldiers back here in the States coming to our shows when we were in Washington or California or Texas. So, yeah, and that song really resonated with a pretty wide audience. So it was great.
When you went out overseas to visit the troops outside of America, did you find that they knew your songs? You know, they knew who you were. They sang along. They got pumped up. Did you find that being the case, or what?
Actually, no. It was quite the opposite. We were a brand. You know, it was such a unique experience. We were a brand new band. We had basically just formed. And our first EP, which was called Edison 7, and we at that point, we had spelled Edison with an O. That's the initial incarnation of the band Edison. And now it's spelled Edison, E-D-I-S-U-N. But we had just made an EP, and then we got offered to do these insane tours in the Middle East, and we hadn't released anything. So we went out there as a new band with new music. Nobody had even heard of us at that point. And which was probably one of the neatest things, because here we are introducing ourselves to an entire new audience. And the first tour the band really did was in Iraq and Kuwait. So,
wow.
You know, and it was really cool. We had our CDs shipped over there to the first base, and we were able to just give out our music. You know, the Armed Forces Entertainment is the division of the military that sends bands out there, and they're so great that they, you know, basically, you know, they're pressing CDs and merchandise for us to give away to the soldiers. You know,
that's amazing.
It's not like you have a merch booth and you're selling your CDs there. It's everything is everybody together. And, you know, they need to feel a little piece of home in an area where they're stuck for 9 to 12 months without communication, 104 degree weather, you know, just extreme conditions. And, you know, it's tough, man. I was there for a month, right? I can't imagine 9, 10, 11, 12 months being, you know, in a tent, in a desert, sandstorms, you know, gunfire, mortars coming in, and just it's pretty, pretty insane.
Did you guys feel like you were in danger at any time?
All the time.
Wow.
So,
wow.
But we felt protected by the U.S. military, but you can't help feel like what could happen at any moment, right? You're taking a Black Hawk from, you know, one region of Iraq to another region. I mean, you know, I've never done that. I have Kevlar, I got a helmet on, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, those aren't typical things that you wear in the United States on tour. So it was like, do we feel safe? Yes, with the soldiers around. But was there an uneasiness of, like, what could potentially happen? Yes.
Of course, of course. So did you stay in tents or did you get a hotel?
We stayed in tents. I mean, and we, you know, the great thing about these tours is that you live like they live. Everybody's together in it, you know, and that's what I think we enjoyed the most. It's not like, hey, we are, we're the rock band and we need a 4-star hotel. The whole idea of Armed Forces Entertainment is to share these experiences together and bring that piece of home. And, you know, so we're what they call the DFACT, which is the dining facilities. You're eating with the soldiers. The show is a 2-hour portion of your time there, but the rest of the time you're integrated into the base and, you know, meeting soldiers and hanging out, which is awesome.
Yeah, it sounds like something sort of like NASCAR, where the race car drivers are, you know, right there along with the fans in the pits, you know, when they get to go into the pits. It's like, you know, they're not up on stage looking down saying, hey, you know, it would be nice if you got a backstage pass. It sounds like you guys were one of them and sort of, you know, integrated into their environment. Let's play another song. This one's called Wide Awake. Riot in This Town. And what's the story on this tune?
This is just a kind of a good straight ahead rock and roll song. Ride in This Town was inspired by us just touring America and playing kick-ass rock and roll, you know, from one city to the next.
And here it is. The song is Wide Awake, Ride in This Town. The band is Edison. The podcast is The City's Backyard. Another rockin' tune, Ethan. I mean, you know, these songs, they actually grow on you. The more you hear them, the more you feel like you know the songs and you know the band. You know what I mean?
Right on, yeah.
But I forgot to ask you, but we heard Medicate earlier. What was that song about? Medicating yourself, obviously?
Medicate is, it's, you know, and during the time when it came out, you know, there's... And to a certain degree, it's still happening, but just kind of an over-medicated society, you know? Meaning, you know, masking a lot of your, basically your problems with medication. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, it's a song that just kind of talks about that.
Yeah, and it's so timely, even today with what's going on with, you know, fentanyl being put in all these pills and killing kids in America. So, yeah. You know, even though the song was put out a while ago, it's still very relevant to today's society. Yeah. All right. I'll tell you what, we need to take a break and hear from our sponsors, but I want to play say two more songs and talk to you a little bit more about the documentary that is now out called Bulletproof Wings, which, you know, I can't wait to see it. And we're going to come back with Ethan Isaac from Edison. More on the way right after this.
The Reading Beer Company is open. Check out a variety of all the usual suspects of independent craft beer, from the American Wheat Ale and East Coast IPA to great specials like Connecticut Porter and Reading Ole Ale. Order online at readingbeer.com. At Reading Beer Company, their mission is to make exceptional classic and historic beer and ales. The Reading Beer Company, 7 Main Street, Reading.
From hot to cold, breakfast to lunch, JV's Deli has something for everyone. Having a family get-together or need to feed the working crew, JV specializes in thin crust pizza, deli sandwiches, pasta, and more. 15 Tierney Street, up the road from City Hall. Check out their great menu at jvsdeliandpizza.com.
The Wall Street Tavern in Norwalk is now open with their cool rock and roll decor. For more info, log on to WallStreetTAVfortavern.com. That's WallStreetTAV.com. 102 Wall Street, Norwalk.
Visit Rory's Restaurant, 416 Post Road in Darien. Rory's is where it's always delicious. Try their great selection of mouthwatering appetizers, hot and cold sandwiches, scrumptious entrees, and outrageous soups. Check out their menu at rorys.net or call 203-655-9453 for takeout or curbside pickup. Open 7 days.
How about a great sandwich for lunch or a delicious breakfast and cup of coffee? Check out Francesca's Cafe and Grill right on the Post Road in Norwalk. 249 Westport Avenue. Sergio does it all. From Italy to Norwalk. From coffee to cannolis. Francesca's is truly a piece of Italy right in the heart of Norwalk. Check out their great menu at francescasdeli.com.
Bistro Mediterranean and Tapas Bar is open and serving the best tapas in town. Come enjoy dinner and choose from their wide selection of red and white wine, sangria and cerveza as well. Bistro Mediterranean and Tapas Bar with three locations, Westbrook, East Haven, and Norwalk. Check out their delicious menu at BistroMediterraneanAndTapasBar.com. Order Bistro to go as well for curbside takeout at 36 Westport Avenue on the Post Road in Norwalk. Enjoy happy hour drink prices Monday through Friday from 3 to 7 p.m. along with their full dinner menu including tapas. Enjoy lunch specials for only $12. Plus, come into Bistro Mediterranean and Tapas Bar and enjoy a free glass of wine or sangria with any entree.
Bridgeport's Home to the Brave provides transitional housing for male and female veterans experiencing homelessness, vocational services, mental health treatment, and a walk-in, drop-in veteran service center. Our upcoming fall events include a cornhole tournament on October 16th, a veterans kickathon on November 6th, and a mini-golf tournament on November 19th. For details, visit us at hometothebrave.org. That's hometothebrave.org.
Need a new roof? Rick's Main Roofing LTD is a family-owned and operated business specializing in all types of residential and commercial roofing and offering 24-hour emergency service.
Rick's Main Roofing is GAF Master Elite and Master Select Certified, providing service for Fairfield and Westchester counties.
Call today to schedule a free appointment at 203-838-5858.
If you like what you're hearing or would like to become a sponsor, then be sure to follow us and text us on Instagram at The City's Backyard and on Facebook. It's facebook.com/The City's Backyard. Now, back to the show.
We are in the backyard of Norwalk, Connecticut with Ethan Isaac, who's the lead singer of the band Edison. And you guys are basically out of Norwalk, right? Most of the band?
Yeah, the band was really created here right in Norwalk. I live in Ridgefield now, but I grew up in Madison, Wisconsin originally, and here I am in Connecticut. Who would ever guess?
Did you eat a lot of good cheese out there or what?
I still do. I do. I love Wisconsin, but Connecticut's been treating me right.
Do you like the Packers? You must, right?
I'm a Packer and Milwaukee Brewer fanatic. Yes.
Well, let's talk about the band Edison and this documentary. I want to play two more songs. You've got two tracks here that we haven't played yet. And the other two tracks were awesome, Medicaid and Wide Awake. And they just truly rock. I mean, you are an active rock radio type of band, alternative with that hard rock slant. And I mean, you know, we've had on Corky Lang from the hard rock group Mountain in the past. So I'm sure you know that band from back in the day, right?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. So you're like a modern version of these hard rock bands that you know, there were very few back in the 70s, and there seems to be a lot more now. But
that's where we're inspired from, is a lot of that 70s hard rock music, and just, you know, it's more, you know, is a more modern version is what Edison is, really.
Awesome. Yeah, and there's, you know, there's not too many that go out and play for the troops. So that's why we're here today with you on the podcast, because it is the 20-year anniversary of 9/11. You were down there when it happened. You were, you know, sifting through the rubble, basically, you know, to get home, right? And to get safe.
Yeah, it was, you know, for me, it felt like I was escaping Manhattan. There were barricades up and, you know, all sorts of authorities out there trying to prevent people from leaving. And I was like, I got to get out of this place, because all you can think about at that moment is what's next. You know, we're under attack, right? So, you know, I just got in my truck and drove. And, you know, fortunately, a lot of the, you know, authorities were down at the Trade Tower. So I was able to kind of move some barriers and work my way out of Manhattan and go up into the Catskills, where at the time I had a recording studio up there. And it was pretty scary, you know, definitely that feeling of like, what's next? What's next? And what's going to happen to our country? What's going to happen to the world? I mean, you know, the Trade Towers are a pretty important part of the entire world. So it was pretty scary for me.
Yeah, absolutely. The Twin Towers, of course, now is the Freedom Tower. And I've gone down there quite a bit to audition for voiceovers and stuff down on John Street and Fulton Street there. But, you know, I haven't been down there since the pandemic. So I miss that beautiful Freedom Tower and the architecture of these great buildings in New York City. Let's chat a little bit about what the documentary that Edison has out now called Bulletproof Wings. Segueing from your experience on 9/11 and playing for the troops all over the world, don't you feel like 9/11, you know, when you were playing for these troops, it would always come back into your memory of maybe why you were doing this, playing for the troops?
Well, I definitely looked at life a lot different after experiencing 9/11, and even, you know, the messaging and the lyrics and my music changed, you know, after that day. So it you know, it's kind of forever linked in my heart and my soul for writing. But I mean, that's what really inspired, you know, us to do this, you know. And at the time, we didn't really know what we're signing up for. So the documentary, which is really, we were out there just filming our experiences with mini DV cameras and a real just kind of raw, you know, look into what the band's life is like on the road in Iraq and Afghanistan and these other small Middle Eastern countries that, you know, were in a pretty intense time.
Where can people see this documentary, Bulletproof Wings?
Right now it's exclusively on Tubi, which is a great streaming app, like a Netflix, but it's free. It's actually the world's largest free streaming app. So it has lots of great movies and other documentaries on it.
Like a Hulu, only you don't have to pay.
Exactly.
Beautiful.
And, you know, what was great is we had all this great footage and we had a couple of, of great, great minds work on it. Lori Ambrosini, who directed it, came in, and Amanda Osment, who worked for ESPN for a lot of years, did the producing and editing of it. And this took, you know, quite some time to kind of comb through this footage to kind of tell the story. And it's pretty unique the way that the documentary was, put together.
Yeah, and it's produced by Factory Underground right out of Norwalk, right?
Yeah, so the Factory Underground, this was the production house where everything was done. All the audio, the post-editing was all done here by Amanda Osment. And then, yeah, the director, Lori Ambrosini, was here working in our facility here, you know, helping assemble this crazy film.
Can't wait to check it out. And I think it's time to play another song. This one is called Hello. What is the, I mean, obviously, you know, you're saying hello in the song, but how'd you decide to write? I mean, what's it about?
Another kind of cool rock song. You know, a lot of songs kind of lead back to relationships. So it's one of those kind of telling someone not to leave you.
Perfect.
So, yeah. But it's got a good underlying kind of just straight ahead rock song, just kind of like Wide Awake, you know?
Yeah, let's hear it. This is called Hello. We're talking to Ethan Isaac, the lead singer of the band Edison, and you are listening to the City's Backyard Podcast. I mean, there's no doubt about it. You guys rock as a band. We're in the backyard with Edison and Ethan Isaac, and we just heard Hello. And man, you're the type of band, even if you don't like hard rock music, it starts to grow on you.
I hope so, yeah. I mean, we try to write music that's more timeless, you know?
Right.
With strong lyrics and good melodies and, you know, a lot of heart and soul in it.
How did you come up with the name Bulletproof Wings? It's a very cool name for your documentary.
It really stemmed from one of the first songs that Edison wrote, which was called Fly. And one of the lyrics that is in the song is, with bulletproof wings, we fly. And that was inspired by these tours. So it was basically a lyric that I had written, and was really the title of one of our EPs that actually came out before our major release was Bulletproof Wings. But it was kind of like, that's what we felt like when we were overseas doing these tours with the soldiers around us, kind of like we had bulletproof wings, like nothing was going to happen to us. We were protected by the U.S. armed forces. And, so that was kind of our whole, mantra for the tours was this bulletproof wings. That's who Edison was.
And having you on the podcast right now, Ethan, with the 20-year anniversary of 9/11, it kind of reminds all of us that we take it for granted sometimes that we have the military working hard for us day in and day out. It's kind of like we forget that there's this military, and we're only reminded when we really need them, like when something tragic happens, like a 9/11, and then you really say, wow, and then people get their American pride back and start raising their U.S. flags, right?
Exactly. And this wasn't a political, tour or thing for Edison. This was just, it was us bringing goodwill over to the troops, learning about their lives. I got to interview so many great soldiers, and that's, one of the great things about Bulletproof Wings, the movie, is that you'll see me interviewing and getting into the lives of these soldiers and how it is for them to live in these war-torn areas that, we as Americans safe at home don't get to experience. So when you see the movie, you get to hear some of these great stories and what it's like for them to be over there. And yes, they're protecting us, and it's amazing. They're great, great, great stories in this documentary.
How long is the whole documentary?
It's about an hour and 10 minutes.
Oh, so it's not too long. I mean, Disney movies, and by any means, this doesn't sound like a Disney movie, but the attention span of people seems to be shorter these days. So I know that, when I would take my daughter to a movie, I would be glad that it would only be like 90 minutes max, because that's about all she could sit still for at the time when she was little.
Exactly. Right.
So that sounds like it's a really concise documentary where it doesn't get too long and drawn out,
Exactly. You'll see, it's a lot of the source footage of us, and it's raw, which is cool. You get to see, a lot of this was just one camera shoots,
Right.
So you get to see sandstorms, I never experienced a sandstorm. So, being out in the middle of the Middle East and having your tour stop for a few days because you can't travel because of sandstorms. I mean, these are great kind of visuals that, that people are going to be able to see in this film.
Let's hear one more song before we wrap the interview. This one's called Pins and Needles. What's the story on how you came up with this one?
It's that whole kind of phrase of I'm walking on pins and needles. And it's all centered around that kind of idea of engaging with somebody that you have to kind of be careful with.
Right. Yeah. Well, you could relate any of these titles like Pins and Needles to sort of like the society we're living in right now with the pandemic. You know what I mean? We're all kind of on edge.
Absolutely. That's what these songs are written for, people to interpret them their own way too.
Right. Yeah. No, that's great. That's great that you're, obviously open to that as a musician, and you understand that,
Right. And this song, is very special to us too, because Charlie Drayton was a producer on this, who's, a phenomenal drummer that's played with so many great, great artists that we really respect. So this was on our latest release, and, it's a very special song to the band.
All right. Well, let's play it. It's Pins and Needles from the band Edison in the city's backyard.
I just keep pretending I don't even care, wasting my time playing truth or dare. I fight like a bull waiting for a sign. Now I'm running out of time. I'm begging for a chance for you to stay. Sun is fading fast, now I can't escape. Hanging is a big mistake. You keep changing and changing. I'm walking on pins and needles. Pins and needles. Hanging on a heartbeat. I'm hanging on a heartbeat. I gave you my fortune, you gave it away. Thousands of miles away I wait. I look to the sky for a sign just to feel alive.
You know, four great songs that we've heard during the podcast today with the lead singer of the band Edison, Ethan Isaac. It was great having you in the city's backyard. You know, when you brought your camera along on tour when you were, you know, playing for the U.S. military and the troops all over the world, you went to 20 countries, right?
We've been through 20 countries, yeah.
That's amazing.
It's really been life changing for all of us. But yeah, you know, we were out there, yeah, and the military's filming stuff, and we're filming stuff, and you know, documenting these great experiences. But yeah, we've seen, you know, the funny thing is military is always located in the basically some of the craziest spots on Earth. You know, we've been, you know, to the center of Australia. We've been to Diego Garcia, you know, which is probably one of the most remote places I've ever been. Guantanamo Bay. I mean, who gets to go to Cuba? You know, it's like,
oh my gosh,
you know, things like that, that we just have had, you know, and this is just a small period of what we've done. This is only over a course of a couple of years. You know, we've been doing this for a while. So there's a lot more stories to tell beyond Bulletproof Wings.
When you were out there, and this is my final, you know, two questions here. When you were out there, number one, when you had the camera, did you have any idea you'd be making a documentary years later? And number two, were you traveling at the time where, you know, the military was on the hunt for Osama bin Laden for the terrorist attacks?
Well, yeah, that's a two-part question. The first part, yes. When we got this opportunity, I really wanted to make sure that we documented this experience because I know this was going to be a once in a lifetime, you know, experience. So yes, I went in with the idea of trying to get as, which is very hard, by the way, because, you know, here we are, you're playing, it's hard work, you know, you're traveling in conditions of intense heat and, you're waiting on flight lines for hours before your helicopter might get there, and loading this gear, and just, it's just a whole experience. So it was a lot of hard work, but yes, I did know that this was going to be documented and we were going to share this with people. And to the other point of your question, which was the second half again.
Yeah. Did you know, you know, when you were traveling to some of these places, were the troops on the hunt for Osama bin Laden at the time?
So that's a great question, because you have to watch the documentary, but there is probably the most important part in the documentary is when I am interviewing an Afghan national soldier. And he talks about where Osama bin Laden is at the time. And it turned out to be true. So that's probably one of the greatest areas of the documentary, which is like, you know, in 2006, when I'm interviewing this guy, and I ask him, he explains where they believe he is. And sure enough, you know, so I won't give anything more away, but, you know, that's
spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. Yeah, we don't want to give it away. So we're going to leave it at that. But it's all tied into the 20th year anniversary of 9/11. The documentary is called Bulletproof Wings. It's out right now on, you say Tubi? Is that how you say the
Tubi? Yep. Tubi. It's a pretty large streaming app, and, you know, comes on your Apple TVs and preloaded on your smart TVs. It's good.
You know? Cool.
And it's also got the TV show 24 on it, which I love. So.
Beautiful. All right. Well, Ethan Isaac, the lead singer of the band Edison, we really appreciate you being in the city's backyard right in Norwalk, Connecticut. Much success to the documentary Bulletproof Wings. Great name. You know, thank you for doing this for the troops all these years. And, you know, where do you see the future of Edison? Are you guys going to be playing out anytime soon?
We have a great old tour bus, and, you know, come next year, we're going to be out hitting the road again with some new material. And, you know, because of the pandemic, things have been so, you know, upside down in the touring world. So this really gave us an opportunity to put this great documentary out, and look forward to, you know, to next year.
Awesome. All right. Well, thanks, Ethan. And thanks to the band Edison.
Thanks, Matt. It was great talking to you.
That puts a wrap on another edition of The City's Backyard, a podcast with Matt the Z-Man Zacho. We'll be back next week with more interesting topics, great guests, and fun conversation about what's happening in and around your community. That's it for now. We'll see you soon.